Sonia Ray of Yasa, it was the will of the Nefteris. She hated the limelight. She hated Arichus Dvarim. She hated honors. And she, of all people, would be Nifter at a moment that would afford the least amount of time for people to come, least amount of time for a spaden to be masper the way would be appropriate. And it's somewhere in the greater ruts of life to be away from the limelight. Qualitatively, it's perhaps the greatest audience. A day after Yom Kippur, we went into Yom Kippur with the knowledge of the Torah. People are at their Kaddish and Torah today. We were thrust from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. And what's lacking in the quantity, the thousands that would be here, if it'd be normal, and the hours spent talking about her deeds is made up in the quality of the and the Kedusha of the Tzibur and the community. Shlomo HaMelech describes the way in which a person learns. He says, Shma b'ni al Musa v'icha. You must listen to your father's Musa. The father's Musa is definitive. It's a lecture. It's a statement. It's a deed. And you need to pay attention. About a mother, it says, Al titosh teres imecha. A mother's there and she teaches in every minute of a being. You don't sit up and listen. You have it coming to you. It seeps in. And all we need to make sure is the altitosh. Don't neglect it. Don't toss it away. Don't walk off. Amongst her many roles, she was the mother of the yeshiva in many ways. In the early years, she took care of a vast majority of the needs of the Yeshiva Gedola in every way. When Bochum learned from a Musa Shmuz, from a Shir, they needed to sit, pay attention. It was a defined message. What boys learned, and what we learned from the interaction with this landsman, was Teres Imecha. Mr. Snefesh, as Rabbi Walter described, dedication, consistency, patience, care, vision, all of those were there in the day-to-day interaction from something as simple as her running down a dozen times a day to bring keys to people who've got to pick them up, to making food for weeks when for some reason there was a glitch in the food, and so on and so on. It had an extraordinary impact on the boys. And many of the boys in the early years see her as a mother figure and touch base and look back. I'd like to describe with one pasuk something that from looking at the yeshiva and what she had done, a core midah. It says when Kal Yisrael asked for food and they pushed Moshe, so Moshe told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem, lo ma'ra'isa l'avdecha, v'lo ma'lo matzasi chen b'necha, lo sum es masuk ha'mazelai." What is it that I've done wrong that you've placed the burden of a nation of millions of people on my shoulders with all their needs, and no human being could handle it? What did I do wrong? But he provides a caveat to the statement. He said, "Ha'anochi harisias kolom azeh." Did I conceive this nation? Imanoichi l'detiu. Did I give birth to this nation? Kisoma lai, that you're telling me so eibuchekecha carried and like a mother would carry a child. So the question remains: you're talking about a tall order. You're talking about providing for a huge nation. And it was humanly impossible. So what's that caveat? Did I conceive them? Or did I give birth to them? So I think, it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoav Mizoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life, gives sustenance. Because sustenance is simply a continuation of life. So if a person is maimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gives life, a person needs to be maimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can keep life going, that he can sustain life. If the problem starts when someone comes to you with a need, so it's measured in ability. Do I have the strength, the means to do it? But when you're a partner in conceiving life and birthing life, so you fall under that same category. If a human being can produce life from nothing, so to speak, so you can produce the needs of that life also, so to speak, from nothing. And we see the same person that produces life produces the milk for the child. Yesh me'ayim, so to speak. Mrs. Landesman and her lifetime shlitzik b'al chayim tov ruchim b'avram conceived the Torah, the moistis, all the ruchnias of the community. They conceived it and they gave birth to it. And when you give birth and you give the life to it, so whoever it is that can produce the life, with conception and birth comes the gift of providing. And therefore, there never was a situation when problems were insurmountable. Somewhere along the line, since they were the ones that conceived, and they were the ones that gave birth, they were the ones who could provide sustainment, even when it didn't seem to be humanly possible. It says about Eishes Chayil, Kamo Boner Vayashua Baila Vayhalo. The husband speaks about the wife's wonderful milas. He praises her. I would like to say pshat. Kamu b'nei v'yashua. When a person sees a baby, a toddler, grown up, walking on his own, standing on his own, accomplishing on his own, that certifies, validates the mother's input. He doesn't need to speak about it. Seeing him developed, standing on his own feet, productive and accomplished, one knows that there was a mother there. Kamu b'nei v'yashua. We don't need to speak about her. Look around. Look around Greater Washington with all the communities, the institution, the little kids running around with payas and tzitzis flapping, coming in for learning, playing with midas tovas, performing. A Yiddish community, the Tiferes. Everything that you see here, blossoming. People come down constantly, they say they can't believe the level, the vibrancy of Yiddishkeit. That is the Ishur. That is the best validation that the dream that started over a yovel ago, that in a tiny speck of a community could blossom and become the Torah community that it ought to be. Kamu b'nei, a generation and a generation's generation have risen, and each and every one that's a proud Torah Jew is ma'asher and validates the vision, the Mesiras Nefesh, and the effort that she put into it. Representing the yeshiva, we have a tremendous need to ask for mechila from the nefteres. A mother is taken for granted. A mother is pervasive. A mother is always there for you. A mother is never demanding. A mother is always forgiving. We've taken way more than our share from you. And we have rarely, if ever, acknowledged it. Certainly not the quality and the hekif of it. A mother forgives, and all the mother thinks about is that the children thrive and be successful. May the kids of the yeshiva and the community and the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, may their kamu baneha be your yeshur, and may you be melitzis yeshua for your own extraordinary children, each to feed their needs and each for their accomplishments. Maybe a militia that they have what they need and accomplish all they can accomplish. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give strength to your lifelong partner, that he continue to partner with you in spirit as he partnered with you beguf.